Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's trending in social media? And we've got breaking news. Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison is stepping down, according to three sources with knowledge of the announcement. This is courtesy of the Baltimore Banner. Mayor Brandon Scott has set a 9 a.m. announcement at City Hall. That should be going on now. Harrison, who has held the post since 2019 and faced intensifying rumors and questions that he would depart for another job and refuse to commit to staying through his term when pressed during a city council budget hearing earlier this week. Harrison brought stability to the top post in Baltimore's department after the city went through four commissioners in less than 4 years. He previously led the New Orleans Police Department, where he helped shepherd that department through a federal consent decree. He would repeat the process in Baltimore, earning a national reputation as a police leader who leaned into reforms and emphasized community policing.
I was hoping you were going to come to me with this and just skip over Ed. this is set up on a tee for him.
So Ed, it looks like Michael Harrison is stepping down. There were rumors of that before. Looks like that's going to happen today.
What was the biggest life-saving move the mayor's ever made? Shepherding the department through this. This is the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. This guy destroyed the department. They demoralized the place. The cops don't want to work. They're afraid to do their job. All he cared about is a consent decree. The city has never, ever, ever been more dangerous. And he's getting, you know, rose petals thrown at him. It's a freaking disgrace. Really is.
Jeremy, if you notice, I picked out those paragraphs. I didn't read it in order. I picked out the highlights.
I knew this was coming. I predicted this about a year ago. He's going to get a job in D.C., like overseeing consent decrees nationally or something. This has been the biggest disgrace to watch this way.
But other than that, it's been okay?
Not if you're a black person living in a city, no. Your mortality rate went through the roof under this administration. I don't know how people are okay with this. Honestly, I don't know how they're okay with this. They just forgive it and just, it's Baltimore. It's the way it is. No, it's not the way it's supposed to be. You have a murder rate. Let me give you an example. Like, the average in the U.S. is about 5 per 100,000. Dangerous place like the DR is 13 per 100,000. Baltimore is about 60 per 100,000. So if Baltimore was a country, the State Department say you can't come here.
Yeah, but when I got to the Dominican.
Don't make jokes.
I'm not. When I got to the Dominican and we got to the airport, you had cats out there with AR-15s and automatic rifles just standing outside the airport in the Dominican. And here he is saying that we're more dangerous than them.
That's why they're not dangerous.
Because they have those?
Yeah. They have them throughout the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to Europe, they have them. France have them.
It just felt weird getting off a plane.
New York City has them now. Yeah. Go to Manhattan. You see guys in heavy vests with long weapons standing on the street. They have rifles, machine guns. What?
Can we make jokes now?
We announce it right
now. Okay.
Did you know if you put a little sugar around the room, a prolapsed anus can go in?
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville called the current patchwork of state laws governing college name, image, and likeness compensation college a disaster in a video released to USA Today. Meanwhile, coaches are making upward of $10 million and on the cheap getting paid $5 million at some of these same big-time schools, Jeremy.
Yeah, and look, I hate when guys like this speak up. Tommy Tuberville, this is wrong. Because he's probably talking to his boys that are still coaching, and now he's got to get involved because he's a former coach. This is a guy that made millions coaching. You went over all the coaches that are making $10 million or more or around there, and then now they're worried about these kids because it makes their life a little bit more difficult. Screw that, man.
And finally, wrestling legend, the Iron Sheik, a former heavyweight champ and WWE Hall of Famer, has died at the age of 81. Reps for the wrestler announced today. We gathered heavy hearts to bid farewell to a true legend. Iron Sheik, of course, beat Bob Backlund for the championship. Lost to Hulk Hogan to Madison Square Garden to start Hulkamania. The Iron Sheik was born in Iran in 1942.
Former wrestler Michael Hayes told a story about Iron Sheik when he had a drug test with Vince McMahon. And Vince McMahon comes to him and goes, "Hey, Sheik, I got to talk to you, man. Can you come over here?" And Sheik, he goes over and he goes, "What's going on?" He goes, "Just want to let you know your drug test came back. It was positive." And Sheik goes, "Yes, yes, thank you, yes." He goes, "No, positive means it's bad." And he's like, "The positive is good." It's like, he had no idea. But like, I've said this before about Iron
Sheik.
He
probably said something else that you can't repeat after that.
A lot of things he said I can't repeat. He was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, he was.
Just a piece of work, too. Follow him on Twitter.
True entertainer.
Yeah.
He was a true entertainer. And today is a couple of national days. National Name Your Poison Day. You know, you go up to the bartender, they name your poison. Why did they say that, Ed? Was that prohibition when things were bad and alcohol was actually sometimes poison?
Well, kind of is poison for you now, actually, but still, probably.
Yeah. Today is also National Best Friends Day. Jeremy gone? That means you and I are not celebrating the day together.
Ed and I are.
Yeah, good, good. And World Pet Memorial Day as well, for those of you who have pets who passed away. Good friend of mine's dog just died recently.
So. I absolutely hate seeing that when people post the stories on Facebook about their dogs going to the Rainbow Bridge and going to...
Yep.
Man, I know everybody knows it's going to happen at some point, but...
Oof, friend, friends Karen and Greg just lost, I think, a pet recently. Yeah. So
yeah, I really
losing your pet's awful.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's better to lose them and having to put them down. It may be worse. And I had a dog die in the house, and I had to put one down recently, and I think that was harder.
And by the way, if you put your dog down, if you get to that point and you have to do it, be in the room with the damn dog. Like, let them see you be the last thing that. If you are the thing that they always look forward to seeing when they come in the damn room.
But what if you can't take it?
It doesn't matter.
Emotionally, what if you can't?
You have to for the pet. Like, the pet's been. They're looking around a room. Who are they looking for? They're looking for you. And then now they're dying in a
room.
Jeremy,
some people can't take that.
I don't want to hear it. They gave you so
much.
No,
you don't want to hear it.
Nope.
I'll write it down.
You're going to have to
read it.
I just heard you write it down. I know what it says. Erase that.
Is an ink. And that's what's trending. 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, our resident golf expert, Drew Forrester, joins us on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. It's Roy McElroy. addressing the media after the big news of the LIV and PGA tournament unification. They're playing on the same team now, or are they? Joining us right now, our resident golf expert, Drew Forrester. Good morning, Drew.
What's happening? I love the way he says nature. He says nature.
And we
love the way he says hate, too.
Yeah,
hit. Yeah. Of course, Drew's courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Drew, the golf world turned upside down 2 days ago. We were in a show meeting in Chuck's office slightly after 10 before Joe got the notification. What does this mean to professional golf? What has this done to sports?
Slightly after in Chuck's meetings. It's way after.
Well, you hit it right on the head when you said turned upside down. I don't think – I mean, the biggest shock of the whole thing was that no one knew. Like, that just doesn't happen in the world of sports, as you guys all know from Twitter and every social media platform. There is no way that this was kept a secret, but it somehow was. So that was the first shocker. When I read it, I definitely thought it was some sort of prank because there's so many fake, you know, Twitter accounts out there. And but it is I'm not really so sure exactly what has transpired. Like, I spent a lot of time yesterday trying to read up about, and they're still not really saying what the details are, but trying to read what even some of the real in-depth analysts think. And I'm not sure anyone knows exactly what's going on other than they've created some sort of an alliance, and they've clearly taken a lot of Saudi money to create some sort of unified group. That's the kind of the summary of it. But there are a lot of moving parts to it, for sure.
What about the PGA itself? You're talking about, you know, last year they said all kinds of horrible things to summon up the 9/11 widows and, you know, linked into the, you know, the Saudis to 9/11 and other forms of terrorism, really went after them. And then less than a year later, we're all buddies now. We're going to be partners.
Right. And Ed, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. I think from the defense of the players who stayed and didn't take the money, you know, they were sort of convinced last year by Jay Monahan that, hey, this is the moral right thing to do, that we're not going to we're not working with this group. We are sort of intuitively against what they believe in as a nation. A lot of what their government believes in, we're not touching this. If you guys want to go, you can go, but you'll never come back here. And, you know, I think we all know what happened in deep down. We all know what happened, right? Money exchanged hands. And in the end, the Saudis might have offered $100 million, and Jay Monahan might have said, come on, man, that doesn't even move my needle. And they might have offered $500 million, and he might have said, you guys are kidding, right? And then they offered $5 billion, and he said, when do you guys want to sign this?
I think you're right. I think that's exactly what happened.
Like, yeah, I mean, and look, I'm against it. I am vehemently against it. I have never been a proponent of LIV. I know on the occasions we've talked about it before, I am definitely against it. But I'm a big boy, and I know what happens. At some point, they make you an offer that you can't refuse, and the pending litigation of this was also a very real driving force. And again, that involves what? Money.
Money, yeah.
They had already spent, the rumors are, some analysts are saying that the PGA Tour had already spent about $25 million defending a case that's still 8 months away from even going to court. And so if they were spending, you know, $1 million a month just to get their discovery ready, you know, they're going to be putting three or four people on this case to get ready to go to court in January. And despite the fact that the Tour has a lot of money, they definitely can't outspend the Saudis. And I think the Saudis were just going to say, okay, well, we'll see you in court. And even if we lose, you're going to lose too. And so the pending litigation that came to an end was also a driving force behind this, that we're not going to get in bed with you if you're suing us. And that was always one of the issues with the players. And that's why there was a lot of, you know, that's why there was a lot of tension between the players. When they would see DeChambeau or Dustin Johnson or Patrick Reed at an event, they would say, oh yeah, I remember you. You're the guys that are suing me. So that was a huge turning point, I guess, when LIV said, hey, we'll drop this litigation against you. I would assume at that point, Monahan said, okay, well, that's part one of this done. Now what can you do for me?
Hey, Drew, all right, so taking away the guys that signed to live and got the big payday, now that the fact that we expect everyone to be back, is this a good thing overall? Take away the Saudi stuff and all that. Is this a good thing for the fans of golf?
Sure. I mean, I think, hey, look, we all know this is a theory in life that proves true, right? Time heals all wounds. And at some point, 10 years from now, no one's going to remember this. 5 years from now, maybe a little. A year from now, I think there'll still be some raw nerves. I think depending on how the tour allows them back in is very, very important. There are some rumors that they're going to penalize them 2 years of their pension. They're going to not let them play in the FedEx Cup for a year. They may keep them out of the Ryder Cup for a year. Like there are already some whispers about some penalties that these guys are going to have to pay to come back. And we all know that's just being done to, you know, satisfy the Rory McIlroys and the John Rahms and the Scotty Scheffler and Spieths who stayed and didn't go. There's got to be some penalty. But I think for the fans, we all want to see every week. I mean, think about this. If Major League Baseball fractured and you never got to see Mike Trout play in Baltimore again, or you never got to see Aaron Judge play in Baltimore again, we want to see the best players. I don't think there's any question about that. We want to see, if you're the best player, we want you to be playing in D.C. when the tour comes down there or wherever. So it's a win for the fans. But, you know, there's still a lot of – I'm still not sure this thing ever gets put to bed exactly the way they're saying it's going to. I think there's a lot of – there's still a lot to go through to make this thing go – you know, make this thing work.
Drew, before we let you go, one question. You brought up Jay Monahan. Does he survive all of this when the dust settles?
Man, Rob, I don't know. I think that's going to come down. You know, there's going to be a player vote. I mean, obviously they had a press conference on Tuesday, and the room was filled with a lot of angry guys and calling them hypocrite and saying we need a new leader. I don't know. I just don't know. I think that he, if this deal works out and it is profitable for the tour and he can somehow parlay that into goodwill with the players who stayed, then I think he's okay. But if this thing, you know, kind of falls apart and has to be resurrected, and it takes a year for it to come to fruition, but meanwhile, the players are playing anyway, I think that's going to be a problem for him.
I think so, too. I do. Hey, Drew,
it's
thanks.
It's a very, very confusing, complicated thing that he's created.
He has. He's really muddied the waters. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Drew. Appreciate you.
Okay, guys, happy summer.
All right.
Thanks, man.
I think Rory, when he went in to see Jay Monahan, he said, "Thanks for nothing, then." Thank you, Jay. It sucks, man. Poor guy.
What, Lucky Charm? What are you doing?
No, he's Irish.
The second language. Be kind.
No, they can't say the TH. It's hilarious. Thursday. Thank you.
Tur.
Over Tur.
PGA Tur.
Yeah, the Tur.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy, where should I put my pennies, man?
All right, we're going to tell you where you should bet. We'll tell you where the weather is pushing you to go for overs, unders. We got an NHL game, Stanley Cup Finals Game 3.
Stanley Cup Final.
The Stanley Cup Finals. Stanley Cups?
Stanley Cup Final.
Stanley's Cup Final is coming up at 3. It's the third game.
I hate you.
Sorry, I'm just trying to piss off Ed. All right, we'll give you all the plays. That's coming up here. I'm going to sit on the Big Bad World of Stupid Daily Line show today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by FanDuel. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. From the money line to the point spreads to player props, make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL.
105.7 The Fan.
16-point lead. Still plenty of time remaining. Adebayo double-teaming. Murray finds Brown. Brown gets inside. Count it and one. Christian Brown continues his spectacular game off the bench.
There you go. That's courtesy ESPN. I was joking with the guys about some of the memes that are out about them calling the games. Have you seen it? Where there was one where it was talking about, like, Mark Jackson is describing some stupid movie, and then Jeff Van Gundy gets into taking peyote at Woodstock and this and that. And then Mike Breen goes, and Jamal Murray for three.
Like, bang!
He's the only guy calling the game. The rest of the guys are just having a conversation about nothing. Yesterday was interesting. So we had a couple of things. The postponements because of the weather outside. I was telling Ed earlier today that they're saying the weather outside in New York. Well, they said the weather outside is frightful, by the way. But they also said in New York it's worse than 9/11.
I heard.
It's unbelievable. And then I got up this morning, walked outside, and you can smell it, taste it. I don't know what technically you want to call it, but it's in the air. You can see it, but you can understand. Like, the breathing conditions aren't great, so I totally understand why they canceled games. And yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to cancel more today. How did the Yankees play today?
Jeremy, I do have to apologize. Yeah. They went back and looked at the air quality index from yesterday. It actually was the worst on the planet. So 484.
Thank you.
Out of 500
in New York City.
Yes.
Wow.
On a scale of 0 to 500, they hit a high of 484.
It doesn't even look safe. Like, the least.
It's not safe.
Like,
it's not.
Yeah.
If you have any kind of respiratory problems, you could die. You got to stay inside.
So, and the reason I say yesterday was weird, a couple of things. So, I'm going to focus on the NBA first and just talk about that. But the plays I gave out on Press Box were the Yankees under, game was postponed, Padres over, that hit. Nuggets, that hit. So I was 2-0 yesterday. But I want to read what I wrote about the Nuggets game. I said, I think the Nuggets handle business against the Heat in Game 3. I believe we get another monster Jokic triple-double game again. Mark my words, one of the next two games will be the Jamal Murray game. Nuggets are the better team. Take them. I had no idea that the Jokic and Jamal Murray game would come in the same game, as they both had dueling 30-point triple-doubles. But just kind of shows
the first time in the history of the postseason.
Well, I guess it's a lot, because you need the usage rates for two players to be off the charts, or right, somebody to get hot, yeah, shooting. You know, like, I would assume you could have had a Klay Thompson gets hot from 3-point land and gets you 30, but he doesn't pick up the ancillary stats like a lot of guys do. And for guards, I think the rebounding stuff becomes the harder part. For big men, usually it's the assist, but clearly both of these guys can do both. So yeah, the Nuggets handled business last night. That was good. I did get quite a few things wrong yesterday, but overall I thought it was a decent day for what we put out. Now, getting to today's slate, I'll focus on baseball 1 second. We have an NHL matchup with Vegas and Florida. Vegas is even money on the road, and with the money that's coming in, I almost feel like, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ed, that these teams are somewhat evenly matched. I know Florida's kind of been handled by Vegas early on. I can't, when all the money's coming in on Florida and everybody's expecting them to get back in this series, I got to go with Vegas. I like them even money. I think they're the better team. How do you feel? Do you think Vegas wins tonight?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I really do. They've just been dominating. So if the games were close, these are one-goal games, overtime games, yeah. But they've beaten them badly, like by 3 and 5 goals.
So as far as baseball today, here's something that's a little weird. There's only two weather spots that I would suggest looking at. One would be the Nats over. Nats play Arizona. Total's 8.5 right now. Let me see if it's moved. Total's still 8.5. Arizona-Washington, that's an early game. And where are we at? That is Merrill Kelly going up against Josiah Gray. So it's not a horrible pitching matchup, but I'm going to tow like all the money that's coming in on the over or on the under. I would lean over there, and I would say the weather is suggesting you're right. Yankees over. Do we have any idea if they're going to get the game in? Have they talked about anything? Is anybody? I have not heard. I don't know how they get the game in. If the weather looks like this outside here, is it slowly getting better in New York? Because I'm assuming they still have to be having issues for as long as that's going on if the wind continues to blow towards them, or at least the weather's bringing it in, because that's just terrible. So I don't know if they're going to get the game in today, but the weather supports the over. It's a little bit more heavy, I think, than actually the Nats over. I still think I'm going to take it. One of the sites I go to, I see more money coming in on the over, but yeah, if they play, I still like it.
I don't think they play, though. I'm with you. I don't see how they play today.
So, I just wanted to throw it out there so people are looking at it, because it is a light slate. We do have probably about, what is it, maybe 9 games today, something like that. But as I'm looking at it, here are the most heavily bet unders. The Braves under, the Nats under, and Toronto and Houston, their under is heavily bet, which would lead me to want to take the over in those games. And then the same thing with the most bet overs. Actually, the Yankees are supposed to have a doubleheader today.
Because of yesterday.
Yeah, but how are they going to, are they really going to try this? Anyway, I'm probably staying away from it then.
I thought I saw reports that the air quality was worse today.
Is it? It might be.
In our city or New York?
I thought I saw those reports in New York.
So, it might be. I just don't know how you get a doubleheader in today or any game if it looks as bad as it did yesterday, if it's even worse. Hell, I don't even know how you get it in if it's slightly better, because it was awful.
It's definitely worse in our city than it was yesterday. I saw that.
All right, so I do
like... Does that mean I'm not supposed to play golf today?
Well, you're fine. You're walking. Mets Braves, I like the over there. It is a top-notch pitching matchup. What? You'll be in a cart? You're fine. 8.5 is the total there. It is a good pitching matchup. You have Spencer Strider, who might be the best pitcher in baseball. He has the highest strikeout rate, going up against Justin Verlander. And I'm still telling you to take the over. Those offenses can pick it up and put it down at any time they want, man. It's crazy to see how quickly they can score because of the long ball and because of the speed, especially with the Braves. I still like them. And I like the Astros to knock off the Blue Jays today. I think it's a good spot. Jose Barrios against Framber Valdez. I'll take the better pitcher in Valdez, even though they're on the road. He's a sinker baller. He's got that cutter to help him get some strikeouts. I like that spot. And I'm also looking at Tampa Bay, Minnesota. I might go to the under there. Tyler Glasnow and Bailey Ober. Take the under with Ober. How do you like that? But that's kind of what I'm seeing today. Not a lot outside of the NHL matchup and those baseball games. Just be smart about where you put your money. I'm not touching the Oriole game. Kyle Bradish going up against Colin Ray. All the money's coming in on the Orioles to avoid the sweep. The Orioles are a much better team, but we've talked about it. The offense isn't performing the way they should, so I would not be the least bit shocked if they went into Milwaukee and lost today and got swept. I wouldn't. It happens every – good teams get swept all the time. Their offense isn't working well, but I'm staying away from it. So there you go, Rob.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057 is the number. I was asked to play in a golf tournament tomorrow, and it's perfect timing because it's after work. But you know how you don't know, you know what I ordered? It should be at my house today. You'll be proud of me, Ed. A planner. A written planner. I feel like if I write it down, it's better than this.
I agree. I keep in a paper notebook.
Still ain't gonna remember it.
Yeah, something about just writing things down.
So how come you won't go to Timbers to play golf? Timbers of Troy.
I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard of the invitation to Timbers of Troy.
You've been invited.
By who?
By me.
When? I don't recall this invitation. What if I turned down an invitation
to play
golf?
That sounds
kind
of cool. You got
to
wear Timberlands when you play?
No.
When have I turned down an invitation to play golf?
A couple of times you've had things come up.
I don't remember this.
That's a different story.
Is this an open invitation or a specific day invitation?
Did you hear him? You have things come up. Sometimes you have things come up.
It was a special request from the guy that runs the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come nobody requests me to come out and tear up
their course? Ain't nobody trying to see you.
No. Oh. All right. Man. You know what's funny? I like he used Timbers, to give actually. Me a heart. Well, you like that course?
Yeah.
He used to give me a hard time all the time about things. And
Kevin
then,
Smith is a fan of the show. He listens to us every day.
I'll go.
And the beverage and food, the beverage guy.
That guy?
Yeah. He is the, you know, the emergency goalie they have in the NHL?
Mm-hmm.
I got to have him talk about this.
You had this story before.
We didn't do it on air, though. But there was actually a guy that sits in the stands in case one of the goalies gets hurt and they have no backup. He just puts on the pads and goes out and plays. And he actually is the food and beverage guy there.
I'd love it to be like some dude that's like 6'8 and weighs like 370 pounds and just blocks the whole thing.
He's not.
I know. I thought it'd be kind of funny to watch.
Now, who used to get on you about stuff?
No, you get on me about stuff all the time. And you know, being honest, it used to bother me. Now it doesn't bother me at all.
What do I get on you about?
Everything.
I wasn't even talking about you.
You get on me
now.
About everything.
What was I just
you
getting
just
on you
said
about?
Nobody wants me to come out and play golf.
That's not getting on you. That's revealing facts.
Oh. Okay.
That's reporting the news.
Okay.
Now, it's, you know, it's like CNN and Fox News. It's just my side of the news.
Oh.
Just, you know, my side of the news. That's it.
What is this, the AHOL news? You get that as the AHOL.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many ways I could go.
I got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ed, you have a mango tree out back of your house?
I do. I told you that.
Yeah. I just saw the morning catch from...
There's a ton of them today.
Yeah.
Mango?
Have you ever gotten any mangoes? I don't remember getting any delicious mangoes.
You know why he never gave me any mangoes? Because he likes me. You know, I don't like them.
You don't like mangoes?
No, I don't like mangoes.
Funny you say that. I don't either. These are delicious. They're like, they're called sherbet mangoes. You open them, you eat them like ice cream. They just scoop
really?
Them. They're so delicious. I totally flipped. I was not a mango fan.
Well,
I'll tell you one thing, Ed. If you get mangoes, I'm your guy.
She wanted me to bring it back last trip.
Joe LaCroix has the encore. You don't want to miss it. He gets a little sensitive about that. Stay tuned up next on The Fan. Jeremy, is that haze out there or is it rain expected today?
Oh, that's the
smoke.
There's no rain expected today?
By the way, I just read this. And Joe, maybe this is something you saw too. The weather in New York right now is worse than it was after 9/11.
Yeah.
It's worse.
The air quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like... In all honesty, I'm watching them. They canceled a WNBA game last night, and I'm going, well, that's inside. Like, what's going on?
You got to get there.
Yeah, but like even getting up this morning, I went outside. I wasn't like throwing up or anything, but you could kind of taste that smell in the air.
I swear to you, Jeremy, maybe that's what it was. I got in my truck this morning. I drove maybe a half block and I had to pull over and open my door. I didn't know because I wasn't sick.
Yeah.
And I felt almost like I wanted to vomit.
I drove over your house earlier, and I farted in your car and got
out.
Oh, there
That's
you go. What it was.
There you go. As long as I know what it was. Because knowing is half the battle. The other half is me coming over there and whip your ass. That's the other half of the battle. The other half is the actual battle.
This is not a new car scent.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, because I was a little upset this morning, Rob.
What?
Like I felt like I was being... ostracized a little bit yesterday for being the only remaining backdoor boy here on the show. See, we all three of us used to be backdoor boys where we would park out back because we weren't allowed to come in the front.
Because the executive suite was up front.
Yeah, because we couldn't come in the front because the front door, they were remodeling all that stuff.
I don't like the way you put all of this, man.
And then
this
you is... guys said, hey, I don't want to be a backdoor boy
I've
anymore.
I've never been a backdoor boy.
Yep. Well, no, you were. No. You were when we first started coming here. Joe, we're
that all backdoor boys, that was they were in the Anal Avalanche, right?
Yeah, Rump Man. Ooh.
Man, he looks for opportunities to be weird, doesn't he? He makes everything weird.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I mean, you seek the moment. When the moment comes.
The moment finds me.
No, you reach for it. You reach for that thing.
Are you saying I reach around for that moment?
No, see, there you go, right there. Exhibit A, Your Honor. Exhibit A.
By the way,
can we put that in the evidence?
I don't know why I'm so excited for these dad jokes. They're so bad today. They're so bad they're good.
Ed can't wait for what he learned today either. He's in full attack mode over there, aren't you?
Well, do you
I'm just defending myself?
Do you why? Just want to get into it now? Can we just do it, or do you have something else?
Why are you wearing a hoodie today?
I don't know. It's 56 degrees. We left the house this morning.
Mm, yeah. Okay. All right. Why are you worried about what other people are wearing,
it's be
man?
80 degrees, man.
So I got a t-shirt underneath here.
Hope so.
It just looks weird. What kind June of, wearing a hoodie.
What kind of savage?
He had a hoodie on yesterday or something.
You don't want to worry about him.
What kind of savage just wears a hoodie with no shirt underneath?
He wears hoodies with shorts in January.
I got pants on today.
You want me to comment on what he's? You really want me to comment on what he's wearing every day?
No,
it'd be a daily segment. Like,
but I decided I like coming in gym clothes. What's the point of getting dressed at 4:30 in the morning? Who the hell sees us?
I don't like that. The pandemic changed me badly. I'm trying to get back.
You used to wear suits every day.
Every day.
You wear a sexual chocolate t-shirt.
Because I'm sexy in the chocolate. That's why.
Man, that boy good. That boy good and terrible.
I'm sexy in the chocolate. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris.
That me and Jay, we were right earlier to criticize Pat Robinson.
Come on, man.
One of his idiots called in and complained. You rube, let me just say a few things about Pat Robinson you think is so wonderful. If you remember, in 2005, he called for the assassination of President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. He talked about the 9/11 being the fault of Americans, he said, because of pagans, abortionists, feminists, and gays, lesbians. We're trying to change lifestyles here. God took the protective curtain down from around America, so we were to blame. Yeah, he made unfounded homophobic insinuations about judges and clerks because of this. California's Prop 8, he accused of being homosexuals. He said Islam is not a religion. It's not a religion. It's a political system, a violent political system bent on the overthrow of governments. That's just not true, you uneducated dolt. Definition of feminism. It's not about equal rights for women. It's about a socialist anti-family political movement that encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians. Non-Christians are termites that don't belong in government. He called for terrorism against the U.S. State Department. He claimed gay men deliberately spread AIDS through rings that cut people. And Haiti had to deal with the devil. That's why they hit with hurricanes. They made a deal with the devil years ago.
You didn't even bring up my favorite thing about him. When he made claims that his age-defying energy shake that he was selling, by the way, would allow him to leg press 2,000 pounds.
Did he really?
He made these claims. By the way, Dan Kendra set the Florida State University record of 1,335 pounds in a leg press.
Uh-huh.
But good old Pat Robertson's old ass is going to slam his age-defying energy shake that you guys are paying for that he's ripping you off because this is snake oil. And then he's going to leg press 2,000 pounds.
How much money he stole from people? It's disgusting.
Come on, man. Guy was a... The person that you said the exact word, he was a rube. Sorry. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, here's one for you guys. There are three types of people in the world. Those who can count and those who can't. So stupid. So I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn. It doesn't cure it, but it helps keep the sheets off my legs. And my favorite one.
That's not a dad joke. What dad is going to say that joke to the kids? That's not a dad joke.
This is my favorite one. Why do astronomers put beef in their shampoo? For meteor showers. For meteor showers. I want a meaty
beef in a shampoo. Oh my goodness.
This is so stupid.
All right. I got a couple of birthdays. NFL Vice President of Football Operations, former player also, Troy Vincent, celebrating the birthday today. Remember Big Country, Brian Reeves?
Yeah.
Celebrating the birthday today. Former tennis player Lindsay Davenport celebrating the birthday today. And today would have been the 79th birthday of the Bleed. Mark Belanger, birthday today. To all we say, happy birthday. I text Jim Palmer that it would have been his birthday today. Of course, Jim knows. I know. Of course you do, Jim. Of course I had a Jim Palmer. He gave me a story also about the Blade. I do it on purpose.
By the way, somebody sent me a link where you can check the air quality in your city.
Mm-hmm.
And I just checked it for Glen Burnie. Very unhealthy. It's where it's at.
Well, that's how it always is in Glen Burnie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I moved
I'm
there.
Sorry, Glen Burnians. I only did that
by
to make
way,
fun of Jeremy, not of you.
How bad does it smell in Dundalk? It smells like something's burning and something else is burning. I got to go that way.
You got to go that way?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Vinny and Haney up next. It's been fun today. Tomorrow we'll be back for First Responder Friday. Enjoy your day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.